I'm Michelle Long, time for a daily market wrap this Monday, April 15, 2024. Equities in Asia slid to a six-week low on Monday as traders de-risk, grappling with the escalating tensions in the Middle East following Iran's massive aerial attack on Israel over the weekend. Investors also still feeling the gloom from disappointing bank earnings from Wall Street and the prospect of the Federal Reserve keeping rates higher for longer. Here at home, Philippine shares not spared from the bloodbath, down for an eighth day with a Philippine Stock Exchange Index falling 1.4%.
The market is currently in a corrective phase. 6% down, just 6% down though from the 7,000 level. However, with the backdrop of sticky inflation that we saw in the last 2 to 3 months and increasing global oil prices due to the renewed conflict in the Middle East, and more importantly, the next Fed meeting where it may possibly start to shift its policy is at least 2 months away.
Yeah.
So there's really no positive catalyst in sight.
Okay.
As we stand today. So I would expect in the meantime for market participants to once again remain cautious and remain on the sidelines.
The last time I was here, the market was priced for perfection. Now the problem is the narrative is changing. So essentially the growth still seems strong, right? But if interest rates do stay high for long, you need to see to what extent it's actually going to impact the positive sentiment the earnings picture that we were expecting at the beginning of the year. And if you look actually at the general macro factors that are happening now, you actually have your dollar on a rampage, oil up significantly year to date, and not only that, you see other commodities also going up. So all of those are actually going to hit the Philippines more. Weakness will be an opportunity to pick up. It's just that, you don't want to catch a falling knife. You wanna see things stabilize a bit before you go in.
In corporate stories, Abra Mining, its officers, transfer agent, and some stockholders slapped with a total of 560 million pesos in fines for the unauthorized and fraudulent trading of unissued and unlisted shares from 2015 to 2019. The case stems from discrepancies in Abra Mining shares lodged with the Philippine Depository and Trust Corporation, which were in excess of the number of listed, registered, issued, and subscribed shares submitted in the company's filings with the SEC. The regulator cites illegal issuances of AR shares totaling 169.05 billion shares, covering 474 stock certificates, were found to have been made from 2015 to 2019. These illegally issued shares were lodged and traded on the PSC in numerous transactions. In other news, Edgar Saavedra in aggressive fundraising mode after his Citicor Energy REIT got a fresh 5 billion peso investment from the SM Group. His construction firm Megawide is looking to raise up to 5 billion pesos from a peso fixed rate bond offer, which will be done in up to three series, a 3, 5, and 7 year series. In the earnings stream, homegrown seafood company Alliance Select Foods International narrowed its consolidated net loss last year to $2.6 million from the $3.5 million loss in 2022. This as consolidated revenues grew 63% to $56.5 million in 2023, driven by a jump in export volume of tuna products and better selling prices across its product segments. This, in turn, helped cushion some of the impact from unfavorable interest rate environment, finance costs, and sticky inflation. While Zesto King Alfredo Yao's Philippine Business Bank reports a robust 39% jump in profit for the full year of 2023 of 1.8 billion pesos as net interest income grew 16%, benefiting from the higher for longer rate environment. While Andritan's Empedador posts an 11% drop in full year 2023 profit to 8.6 billion pesos on account of higher interest expense and tax. As for the SSI Group, which is behind big retail brands like Lacoste, Cartier, and Loewe, posts record-high earnings for 2023, with net income hitting 2.6 billion pesos, up 34%, as sales jumped 17% to nearly 28 billion. Shakey's Pizza Asia Venture reports 2023 net income breached the 1 billion mark, rising 23% to 1.08 billion despite a challenging macroeconomic environment of high inflation and high interest rates. It notes system-wide sales surged 32% to 18.6 billion on the back of a 13% same-store sales growth and a 20% network expansion. Its global network now includes 2,141 stores. In other news, the Lopez-led FirstGen Corporation awards one LNG cargo contract for approximately 130,000 cubic meters of LNG to CNOOC Gas and Power Trading and Marketing. Delivery set for May. The LNG will be utilized by FGen's existing gas-fired power plants, also located within its Batangas complex. FirstGen has a portfolio of four existing gas-fired power plants with a combined capacity of 2,017 megawatts that have been supplied for many years with gas from the depleting Malampaya field, an indigenous offshore gas field. Finally, on the Public Estates Authority Tollway Corporation filing of petition before the Court of Appeals to get back from the Cavite Infrastructure Corporation, or CIC, the operations and management of collection for the Manila-Cavitex Toll Expressway Project, or Cavitex, saying CIC's authority already expired in 2021. Metro Pacific Tollways clarifies, since Cavitex is a joint venture between CIC and the Philippine Reclamation Authority, any legal dispute involving CIC should have rightfully included the Philippine Reclamation Authority as an indispensable party. It adds the petition against CIC was filed by Mr. Dioscoro Esteban Jr., officer in charge of PIATSI, who lacks authority of the PRA or of the PIATSI board to file such petition. This misrepresentation, it says, is further evidenced by the absence of the imprimatur of the Office of the Government Corporate Council, which is the rightful counsel of a GOCC such as the PIATSI. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.